Hello, friends. Today I have some super quick, super tactical information for you, and I'm answering one very specific question that I see come up a lot in my community. It's come up on coaching calls. It's something that I seem to be answering a lot of the time, and I figured why not? Let's just answer it all at once, put it on the podcast for you. So we're going to be taking a look at the difference between scheduling posts versus automating posts. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the difference is between those two things and when you would want to use each of them inside of your Facebook group. So let's get into this super quick tactical question for your Tuesday. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. Are you ready to create an engaged Facebook group? Then you're going to want to join me inside Facebook Group Foundations. This is a 6-week course that will take you through every step you need from starting your group all the way to growing your members. Together, we're going to get super clear on the vision for your group, launch and optimize your group so people can find it easily, create a custom engagement strategy for building solid relationships, and prepare a growth plan so more people can join. On top of all of that goodness, when you join Facebook Group Foundations, you also get access to my bonus content mapping workshop, so you always have content prepared and ready to share. You also get to join my student community, where you'll receive coaching every single month. If you're serious about growing your Facebook group, it's really a no-brainer to join this course. Head over to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. I'll see you there. All right, let's dive right in. So scheduling and automating are both features within your Facebook group. They're things that are basically, they're tools that Facebook has given you in order to make posting content in your group a lot easier. And trust me, my goodness, it makes a huge difference when you start using these tools effectively. So let's just take a little bit of a look at what each of these are, and then we'll talk through when you might want to use one versus another, because that's a very common question I get a lot. So scheduling posts is simply when you create a post in your Facebook group and you choose to post it at a later date. You do this within your Facebook feed, you select a different time, and then you basically schedule a post. So it's like writing a piece of content, and then you just say, I don't want to publish it now, I want to publish it tomorrow, or 2 weeks from now, or a month from now, whatever. So that's scheduling posts, super simple. Now, automating posts is something that is done within your admin assist tool inside of your Facebook group. So it's a specific feature of your Facebook group. You have to go to the right setting. And essentially, the way that it works is that you create a post template. You create a post and give Facebook a frequency to post it. So it will literally just do it automatically for you. Now, when you might use, they are different. And you can use the scheduling feature essentially to do all of your automation, but you can't do it the other way around. And I'll explain why. So the automating feature within the admin assist tool will post the exact same thing every single time. It is a template, and it is the exact same post that gets posted every single time. So you don't get to choose whether, you know, it's different content. You can't change the graphic. You can't change anything about it. Once you set it up within the admin assist tool, it is done automatically. So it is the exact same thing. Whereas with the scheduling posts, you can create completely unique pieces of content and then you just choose to post it whenever you want to choose to post it. So it's more manual work, but it gives you the flexibility of the posts being different, right? So you could use the scheduling feature to do everything that you want to automate. It's just never truly going to be completely hands-off, right? But you can't do it the other way around because your automation features won't allow you to post unique content, right? So let's take a look at how, like, some of the different things that I use these tools for to help you understand exactly when you might want to use each of these things. So we'll start with the automation features. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I am not tech friendly at all. I don't understand any of this. I have full step-by-step tutorials inside of my course, Facebook Group Foundations, for how to do the automations and the scheduling. Like, I will literally sit there and screen share on a coaching call with you and walk you through how to set it up if the tutorials don't even help. It's super simple, but if you're like super like tech averse, like tech just breaks when you look at it, if that's the kind of person you are, I am here for you. Because I love giving people tech support when it's things I know how to do, right? But Facebook groups, I know how to do. So if you're struggling with any of the tech inside of your Facebook group and you're like, I want to schedule a post, but I like don't even know what you're talking about. What on earth is a feed? Like, I'm here for you. Come inside the course. We'll get on a coaching call together and I will talk you through how to do every single little thing. So I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. Like, oh my gosh, what is all of this stuff? Like, the course is there for you. If you're hearing this and you're like, what? Come into the course. I've got you. I'll help you in there. You can go to, what's the link? sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. It's in the show notes if you want to go come into the course and literally have me walk you through it. Just wanted to make that point just in case you're like, what on earth? How do I do this? I don't want you to feel lost and overwhelmed, okay? I've got you. Okay, so what would you use automation for? The automations, remember, are the inside of your admin assist tool. So because these are the exact same thing every single time, you don't want to use them for your unique content, right? So what you would want to use this for are things like your community reminders, you know, if you want to tell people about the rules or, you know, something that's just like regularly happening within your group. If you did a coaching call every single week or something like that, any other types of community reminders or just pieces of information that are going to be the exact same thing for your community, then you can use the automation tool to do that. I use it for my welcome post because it's the exact same thing. Facebook will automatically tag all of the relevant people in there. It's a really cool little feature. So I use it for my welcome post every single week to say hello to all my new members. It's completely automatic. It just happens, tags everyone. It's perfect. And because it's the exact same post every single time, I don't need to do anything about it. My group will just do it for me. You can also use the automation to do daily prompts or daily threads. Now I've gone into this in a whole episode. If you want to go get more information about that episode, it is episode 98. You're going to go get a ton of ideas for what you might want to include in your posts or your prompts or your threads. So go check that episode out if you want some more details. But in essence, your daily prompts or threads are just basically posts that are going to give your group members something to talk about or a particular theme for the day. Like I said, episode 98 is going to give you a ton of ideas. But that's something that I use my automation tool for because it's the same thing every single week. Last thing that is kind of cool that you can use your automations for is promotions. So if you have free resources, if you have a course or coaching or things like that that you're wanting to promote on a regular basis, you can set them up within your admin assist so that your group just posts them for you, which is great. It's such a good way to make sure that you're actually selling because it just does it all for you. So that's perfect. So that's a little look at automation. Now, like I said, all of these things are when you have the exact same thing to post. Please remember, I'm saying it a lot because it comes up a lot. You cannot customize your automation posts to be different every single time. So only use the admin assist tool when it's the same thing. Everything else, you're going to use the scheduling tool for. It's just for unique content that you just want to do in advance. So this could be, I mean, literally everything under the sun. I use it for asking questions in my Facebook group. I use it for, you know, my value posts, my storytelling posts. I use it for promoting my podcast episodes or, you know, literally anything that I want to post to my group. Pretty much I use the scheduling tool for because I don't want to create content in the moment. I always want to do it in advance so that it's intentional and thought through and it's strategic. So I use the scheduling tool a lot in my Facebook group. You can also use it for things like a sales sequence. If you know, are promoting an event or promoting a launch for something, you can just schedule all of that in advance so it's all there ready to go. You can also use it for event content. This is something I just did recently for my challenge that I had in my group. We had a lot of different things going on, and it's really helpful to schedule it to make sure you don't forget things, right? So we had, you know, multiple days worth of training. We had homework posts. We had giveaways. I had sales content in there. I had so much, you know, value content questions. I had so many things. And so I scheduled all of that in advance so that I was in control of it and so that I wouldn't lose track of what's been posted, what day are we on, what's going on. Like, I just plan it all out. I schedule it in advance and then it's done. It's planned. And like I said, it's intentional and strategic. So that's really the difference between those two things. You're going to use the scheduling tool for like 90% of the stuff that you do in your group. And then that 10% where things are going to be repeating every single week, it's the exact same piece of information, or every single month, then you can take advantage of that admin assist tool where it's the, you know, exact same text, the exact same image, the exact same everything that you just want to be shared into your group on a recurring pattern. And like I said, if you are like, please help me set this up, I have no idea what you're talking about, come into Facebook Group Foundations and you've got tech tutorials, you've got me, you've got a student community to, you know, help you set all of this up. I don't want you to struggle and I don't want you to not do this because you're afraid of the tech. Like, I've got you. If tech is your weakness, I'm here for you. There's a lot of tech challenged people in there and we're making so much good progress and they're figuring it all out and they're able to do all of these things. I promise it's not too complicated. You can do it. So that's it. Scheduling posts are for all of your content that you want to be unique, you just want it done in advance. And your automation posts, your admin assist tool, is for any of the content in your group that you need to be the exact same thing. You just need it done on a recurring basis. So those are the differences. The automation tools are completely hands-free. Like, it's a once and done setup, unless you want to go back and, you know, edit things or revise it, versus the scheduling tool is you're still creating content. You're just doing it ahead of time. So, there are some things you're going to have completely hands off, and there's a lot of things you need to keep a hand on to make sure that, you know, it's unique and it's relevant and it's new and interesting and all those things as well. So I hope that helps clear that up. If you have been wondering, if you have asked me that question and you were waiting for this information, then here you go. I hope this is helpful for you to understand the differences between those two tools and helps you understand how to use them best in your Facebook group. So let me know how it goes. I would love to hear about it. If you're going to go get these things set up, come into my Facebook group and tell me how it went. If you were able to get things set up. And like I said, if you need some help, come into Facebook Group Foundations. I am right there to help walk you through this step by step. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. We'll see you back here for another episode super soon. And hopefully we'll see you inside of the course at some point. And if not, we'll see you back here. Bye. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.